Previously on the Tony Kornheiser Show.
And the notion that Mitch McConnell is now saying, you know what worked for us? If Jeff Sessions became the write-in candidate for the Republican Party in Alabama, where he was the senator for X amount of terms, because that is a win-win. We get rid of Roy Moore. We get Jeff Sessions in the Senate.
And Trump doesn't have to whack him.
And we get a new AG.
Right.
And he's just saying this in the way, honestly, that a sports talk host might do it.
Hey, why don't we trade John Wall and Bradley Beal for LeBron and... Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what it is.
This is General George Washington, and you're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
All righty, then. We are at Chatter in Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States of America, on the corner.
Chatter is the capital?
Chatter in Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States of America, on the corner of Jennifer Street Northwest and Wisconsin Avenue Northwest. And I am happy to say that we are open for business. When you hear this, because this drops at 11 Eastern, just get in your car and come over to Chatter.
Get
we
lunch.
Open at 11:30 today.
Buy two lunches.
And it looks good. It looks good.
First meal out of the kitchen gets a free glass of water.
Yes,
today, right?
Absolutely.
Nice.
Free glass of water today. So we're happy about that. My problem today as I walked in here, I did not have glasses. Nigel had to run to a 24-hour CVS to buy me Cheaters.
So I went full LaMelo Ball.
Yeah. LiAngelo Ball. LiAngelo
Ball.
Oh, yeah,
LaMelo Ball.
Sorry.
LaMelo Ball's the next
one.
He hasn't committed any crimes.
Or as he's referred to in all directives from UCLA, Jello. He's simply called Jello. Coaches call him Jello.
He is.
We'll get to this later. I have a couple
you
of things to say.
Hater.
I had no glasses, so now I have glasses. They're a little too strong, but I'm happy. I wanted to just begin with the fact that we're open at 11:30. And then I want to begin with something that's in the paper today in the Washington Post by someone named Joe Heim. I don't know who this guy is.
Oh,
I've
Joe.
Never met Joe.
I know him. Joey H.
I don't know him at all. He's doing a review of a Bob Dylan performance.
Oh, that's right.
In Washington, D.C. And this is how he refers to Dylan. First reference, like Bob Dylan, and then the next thing about Bob Dylan, he refers to him simply as the Hibbing, Minnesota songwriter. It's unbelievable to me. The Hibbing, Minnesota songwriter is how you would refer to Bob Dylan.
What?
The Hibbing, Minnesota songwriter.
I kind of like that.
Where's he from?
I'm not saying it's
what's
bad. I'm saying it is arresting when you read it.
Right.
I've read a lot of stuff on Bob Dylan. I have never read, first reference, the Hibbing, Minnesota songwriter. Love it. I loved it. And I don't know who Joe Heim is.
Yep, but that's a great line.
Kudos to Joe Heim. We will begin today with a very local note for me. It's Max Scherzer winning a Cy Young. I didn't see this coming. I thought Clayton Kershaw, because he was 18-4, I thought he would win the Cy Young. But Max Scherzer has now won two Cy Youngs in a row and three overall. One in each league and three overall. Here is a list of pitchers who have won as many as three Cy Youngs in their careers. There's one guy who won seven, Roger Clemens, who is not in the Hall of Fame because it is expected that he took steroids. That's the only reason he's not in the Hall of Fame. Because Roger Clemens not being in the Hall of Fame for his baseball is as unbelievable as Pete Rose not being in the Hall of Fame for his baseball. Or Barry Bonds not being in the Hall of Fame for their baseball. Come on, stop it. Roger Clemens is one of the five greatest pitchers of all time, whether you like him or not. This is undeniable. He may be one of the three greatest pitchers of all time. But he's in the Hall of Fame, but he's actually not in the Hall of Fame. He won seven. Randy Johnson won five. Steve Carlton, Greg Maddux won four. Sandy Koufax, Tom Seaver, Jim Palmer, Pedro Martinez, Clayton Kershaw, and now Max Scherzer won three. You know what they all have in common? They're great. They're in the Hall of Fame. The only ones who are not in the Hall of Fame are Clemens on this sort of absurd notion that he cheated everybody and everything, and Kershaw, who's still out there. So Max Scherzer's now in the Hall of Fame. That deal for however many hundreds of millions of dollars that everybody said was too much, it's not too much.
No.
He's a great teammate. He's a great pitcher. Steven Strasburg, who some would argue was the best pitcher in the National League this year. People who write in certain papers who write about both people being the best pitcher in the National League this year, which is not possible because only one can be the best. But some would argue that Strasburg finished third. Didn't get any first place votes. Max Scherzer got 27 of 30 first-place votes. Now, this is done before the playoffs because that Game 5 is terrible. It's terrible for him. Of course, Game 5 for Clayton Kershaw in the World Series, terrible for him when he blew a 4-0 and 7-4 lead and couldn't hold those leads. But we're not we're judging them on the body of work during the regular season.
Regular season award.
And Max Scherzer, that's a great – that isn't that great? That's great.
Yes.
Awesome.
It's great.
He led the league in strikeouts. He had the best ERA he's ever had, 2.61. His opposing batting average, like, was 174.
Astonishing.
It's one of the greatest numbers in the last 50 years.
He is
174.
Who doesn't love Max Scherzer?
He gives up home runs.
And what's
that's
wrong
the problem.
With him?
He gives
so
up home runs.
He's 33. He'll be 34 this summer.
So three years. Three good years left.
You think so?
Maybe not two.
He has very few injury problems.
Goes at it.
This year he was a little bit injury prone, but in general not a ton of injury problems.
He had some nagging stuff, but that guy strikes me as in touch with his own body as anyone.
Yeah, that knuckle thing.
Yeah.
Right?
He had the knuckle thing.
I mean, I would not be.
And then he had that one other linger, the neck. Remember the neck kind of lingered.
Towards the playoffs.
Kind of lingered.
It's great that we're far enough removed from the NLDS that we can be so positive.
Yes.
It was bad. When they brought him in to relieve, he got two outs and he couldn't get the third, and it was bad. And nobody's going to say it wasn't bad. And he's never won a postseason game, I don't think.
No, not for us. This regular season, another regular season award for a Nationals player, and I love Max Scherzer, just reminds all of us how terrible and how hard it is to believe that they can't hit for him in the playoffs.
They can't. They don't. He's such a bulldog. It's impossible not to love him and impossible not to realize, no matter who you write for, impossible not to realize that Steven Strasburg gets great benefit by drafting behind Max Scherzer as the number two starter, not the number one starter.
You know, that's interesting. I think you're 100% right, and I think Strasburg benefits
from
it. At the same time, I think...
Had a very good year, Strasburg.
Strasburg, with Scherzer, you realize what a true number one Hall of Fame pitcher looks like. And Strasburg is not that in terms of overall
aura. Can you imagine?
He's not that guy, right? You want Scherzer as the guy who's like cheering, standing up on the railing, cheering.
Right.
He's stalking the mound. You know, Strasburg is like a remarkable tactician, right?
Yeah.
He is very good at the thing he does, but as like a overall player and leader, that's not him.
Do you
and you see that more because you have one in Strasburg, in Scherzer. Rather.
We are very familiar with Scherzer. There is another pitcher in the major leagues exactly like Scherzer, exactly.
That's
Justin Verlander, and they were on the same staff,
crazy
in Detroit.
Yep,
I mean that you know to face them. Back to back.
Do you think, to what you said before Chris's comments, do you think Strasburg's season looks different without Scherzer on the staff?
Don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying to you that I believe that Steven Strasburg
and I agree
is more comfortable as the number two
totally
than
agree.
The number one.
Totally.
That's
agree.
All I'm saying.
He looks happier. I mean, he's laughing in the dugout. Yeah. I mean, he looks happier.
He's got this guy out in front of him who takes all the shots.
Well, to Michael's point, it just there is a little bit of a dagger twist. There's a dagger twist aspect to it when you see that Scherzer and Strasburg were 1-3 in Cy Young, and what do you got to show for it?
Nothing. No, they've never won a series.
A new pitching coach.
Never won a series. There's a new pitching coach. Although did you blame the pitching coach?
No.
No, we love the pitching coach.
Yeah, I don't blame him or credit Mike him.
I blame Gio Gonzalez.
Now, on the upside, you look at Max Scherzer and you look at Strauss and you look at even Gio and you think about how those guys are going to help carry forward this new coaching staff. And then you start to wonder, what will the GM do this offseason if he's going to try and pursue a mid to low end starting pitcher, and you just look at how somebody like that you might be able to pick up on the cheap can benefit by being in the room with Strauss.
I think Roark is good, and I think Ross could be good.
Ross is coming back from injury, and we saw
they're going to roll Gio out there again, aren't they, Michael?
Yeah.
Can we? You know what? I was going to do a whole thing on Ben Simmons and Lonzo Ball, but
didn't
we?
I thought we did.
Why don't we move that to the news, and why don't we just get to the Leonardo da Vinci painting? Leonardo da Vinci, when I first looked at the painting, I said, wow, that looks like the Mona Lisa. It's not the Mona Lisa, but Leonardo da Vinci, for all we know, that was the face he painted all the time. No matter what sex the person was, no matter, you know, what profession. Like, lumberjack, yeah, looks like Mona Lisa. Let's do it.
It's got that one move.
It went for, a painting was auctioned off last night to an as yet unknown buyer.
Gary,
I think
Brog.
That's right.
Correct. I'm checking the latest.
But yeah. But unknown, I believe. Yeah, Bill still. O'Reilly, possible.
Chatter owners.
$450 million.
Now, roughly, okay. Slightly more than the Chatter renovation.
Right. So this is the two things that immediately come to mind, without really caring who the person is. One is just sort of who has that kind of money, and two, what do you do with it now? Do you put it in your house, or do you give it to, you know, a museum so that everybody can enjoy it? What do you do with this? Is it a little plaque donated by Charlie Sheen, which everything in the ESPN Sports Zone in New York City had, donated by Charlie Sheen. What? And I'm not even, believe me, I'm not even criticizing the amount of money that went for, because that's a lot less than the Los Angeles Clippers. All right? Like, let's put it in some sort of perspective.
Right.
It's a lot less than some franchises where the Brooklyn Nets stinks. That was $2.3 billion. But $450 million strikes me as significant money. What do you make of it? What do you do with it?
I don't know. I would not hang it in a house.
Somebody would come to your house and try and steal it and kill you.
Or like you trip and bang into it or something.
Well,
Chessy jumps up and pulls it, and that's it.
Let me point out, you're going to buy a, let's just say, obviously, the person's loaded. They're going to buy a $45 million house, and they're going to hang on the wall a painting worth 10 times as much.
Put it in a museum.
Hard to insure.
Yeah. What do you in a museum so that everybody can enjoy it?
Except I'd want a banner. I wouldn't
with
want anything understated. Yeah, like a sash across the painting. I did this.
I think once you own it, you just make additions to it. You're like, you know what would be nice here? Yeah. Like a tree.
And dogs.
Yeah, dogs playing poker or something like that.
Dogs playing poker. Now that's art.
Well, I would love Reynoso it if they just put this in someone's private home. I think it just goes on a world tour for 10 years.
Have Kooky do a
and
Photoshop.
It starts to become a trophy that you use for your nonprofit, your museum, whatever your group is, and you use that as a trophy to get further business and to promote yourself.
I don't understand.
We will let it come here for a couple of days if they want to bring it to Chatter. We'll put it up there right next to
the
pictures
room.
Of Gary Williams.
Over the urinal in the men's room.
Is the anonymity because of fear of criminal... Because, obviously this says something deep about my nature, but I would want my name all over that thing. Yeah. I'd be like, I bought this. I'm rich.
You don't want to be rich.
I bought this.
You want to be rich
it
and
sounds,
obscure.
It sounds like so
rich
much.
Rich and obscure sounds like the worst possible thing.
No, to me that's much better than
actually
rich
just
and
being obscure. Terrified of that every day.
What? $450 million, and I'm not going to say it sounds like a lot, because it is a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It's an unbelievable amount. And it's so much less than these dog basketball teams and hockey teams go for. It's so much less. Now you could say, okay, well, you have a chance to make money on those teams. Well, you could if you charge people $1 to see this thing. You don't think you'd get lines around the corner every single moment of your life? Of course you would.
That's 10 years of Goodell's salary.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's why he wants to renew so he can buy stuff like that.
It's very. It's.
What do you think of the painting? I know you're not an art critic. But.
I'm not an art critic. It's fine.
Have you ever seen? You know, there's a Da Vinci here in Washington. It's the only Da Vinci in the Western Hemisphere. It's in the National Gallery. It's remarkable.
Then I guess I've seen it.
Is that the dogs playing poker one?
Yes. Which is? I don't know the name of it, but it's like...
Was that the one of Cindy Lauper that he painted late?
I love that one.
It's Cindy Lauper and Madonna. Yeah, right. So it's beautiful. But it's just remarkable. And,
they're small paintings.
It's very tiny.
I've seen the Mona Lisa, but it's small.
This is sort of like a
it's beautiful.
Very androgynous.
You look at it; it's just stunningly beautiful.
Doesn't look like Mona Lisa.
Yeah, but
what's the name of this painting about? It's about God.
It's Salvatore Mundi or something.
The orb of it's apparently Jesus holding the orb of the world.
Is that what it is?
That's what I think it is.
It's
Da Vinci.
What's it called?
It's Salvatore Mundi.
It's called "You've Got the Whole World in Your Hand."
Is that right?
Yes.
It is called Salvatore Mundi.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
M-U-N-D-Y, Mundi.
Mundi
I'm guessing
would be
world.
Of the world? I mean,
of the world?
Yes.
Savior of the world.
Savior
of the world.
Yeah.
Da Vinci, a Florence painter.
Right. Florence, Italy.
Yeah.
Not Florence, South Carolina.
An Italian painter.
Florence, Italy.
An Italian painter.
Yeah. Johann. And that gets us all the way around to the beginning. We'll get out of here. Chuck Todd.
How far down the list of of things you would do with $450 million is buy a piece of art. Because for me, I appreciate art. I am not even remotely artistic, but yeah. I mean, I'm not sure
I think
that's
probably
in the top 20.
30. Top 30, but not, it's not in the top 10.
Is it right. above or below by a restaurant?
Obviously below.
Racehorse?
Way below that. Private
but
jet.
But it is above by another
way, Chatter,
restaurant.
We have our holiday decorations.
Oh, yeah. I saw
it. It's not even festive. Open.
It's not
and
even
we have
Thanksgiving,
our holiday
and
decorations.
You have the winter wonderland outside.
Yes, fantastic.
By the way, the Da Vinci at the National Gallery is called Ginevra Da Vinci.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It's called Cinerdo Mamenchi.
Ginevra of Vinci. Yes. That's Guinevere. It's yes. Guinevere of Vinci.
There you go.
An Italian town.
We should write it in English.
Get out of here. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is the SeatGeek ad. In case there's a time when you need to get a ticket to see this Da Vinci wherever it's on display, buying tickets to sports and concerts and obviously art galleries can be complicated, but there's a better, simpler way to buy with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to live events. With SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets in just two taps of your phone. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. There's nothing quite like seeing your favorite team or musician in person, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the action for a great value. SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find amazing deals. And to get you the most bang for your buck, SeatGeek grades every ticket based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats that fit your budget. So if you're able to see this painting and you get a SeatGeek thing, maybe you get priority. Maybe you get to see it for 20 seconds longer because they're going to have to move you in and out.
Or if you want to see a singer-songwriter from Hibbing, Minnesota.
You can do that. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Make SeatGeek your go-to app for finding the best deals on every type of ticket, from sports and concerts to comedy and theater, and who knows down the road, art galleries. Best of all, listeners to this high-quality pod get $20 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app. Let me spell it for you, S-E-A-T-G-E-E-K. The SeatGeek app, you enter the promo code Tony today. That is promo code Tony for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
The band is called East Kin. The song is A Lot on My Plate, and it's written by Randy Russell. Everything we play is good. Everything
some
we play
amazingly
is good.
Talented listeners.
Michael,
show.
Tell the people how they can get their music played on this high quality podcast.
If you want your music played on this high quality podcast, you can email it to the show at jingles@tonykornheisershow.com.
Are we selling anything today?
Always.
Hopes
always.
And dreams.
Cheer.
Always.
We're
always
giving
selling.
Away cheer and good
fantastic.
Humor.
Chuck Todd joins us now. He had a good week. 4-3-1. He won the Miami Notre Dame game, which was his bonus pick. He won that game. He's 33-37-1. He did pick Miami +9 at Carolina and got crushed, and Buffalo +3 New Orleans and got crushed. When that happened, how'd you feel about that?
Yeah, it felt pretty stupid. I'll be honest. like, are you kidding me? Of course the Dolphins are terrible. What was I thinking?
They are terrible.
And like all of a sudden, Cam Newton's good at them. I don't know. I didn't think he was good this year.
He's pretty
streaky.
Good this year. Do you know what is surprising about Carolina? At least it was to me when I found out this week. They have the number one defense in the league. I had no idea in the league. Yeah. The number one defense.
When you watch them, don't you sit there and go, Ron Rivera.
Idiot.
I can't figure him out.
I think it's the tinted glasses.
Do not help him.
He's the most successful idiot coach ever.
And you know what?
He knows who loves him?
Wilbon, because he played for the Bears.
He's a Bear.
Played for the Bears. And Wilbon is always telling me, no, you're wrong about him. And maybe I am wrong about him. Because his record there is good. His record there is
obviously
good.
I watched that some of that Dolphins game. Jay Cutler is
scurred.
Remarkably bad.
Yeah. He can't play.
He threw the ball over one guy's head by 20 yards.
They gave him $10 million.
He threw the ball into the ground.
He's like, how many games do we have left? It's Jeff Georgie. I mean, he has the talent, but if you pressure him,
like you should never bet on the Dolphins.
They gave him $10 million, and the TV was going to give him $1.5 million. So what would you have done?
Yeah, right.
Right? Right.
Do you realize millennials, you have to convince millennials that the Dolphins used to be a marquee franchise.
Oh, they were great.
Well, Redskins, same way.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
I mean, so, you have to sit there and you have to, no, you swear. Do you know, I was reading that the Miami Notre Dame game, actually I think it was the Miami Virginia Tech game, got a higher rating in Miami than any Dolphin game in the last decade in prime time or something.
Any
like that.
In the decade?
In the last decade. It was some ridiculous stat. Prime time games, and obviously the Dolphins haven't been good, so they're not in prime time a lot, but it was some, and you're just like, and you know, Miami's a pro sports town that has always been into the Hurricanes when they're good, but the Dolphins used to be, you know, beloved down there, and it's they could care less.
That's amazing. Something.
Chuck, are we going to see the turnover chain make an appearance on MTP at any point?
I
want to see that thing around your neck.
Obviously.
That would be amazing.
I would like an MTP-branded version of it. I've made that request.
That's very cool.
Reed has one.
You know, have the MTP letters in the green and orange.
I mean, I love.
That would annoy many viewers.
I love that turnover chain.
I mean,
it's very polarizing, I guess, for people, but I am a big fan.
Yeah, I like it. We're pro turnover chain.
What happens if it starts spreading, though? What if, like, every team tries to come up with it?
No, you can't.
Well, someone else has a turnover plank. There's some team has a piece of wood. That they dress
the
up.
The chain rules. It's very Miami Hurricanes.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a chance that President Trump would wear that during the
Yes,
the
I believe he would.
Dress?
I believe
well,
he
the
would.
Team would have to thank him for wearing it.
All right, Tennessee +7 at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh barely escapes a very bad team last week, Indianapolis. Tennessee's pretty good. Marcus Mariota's pretty good. Tennessee +7 at Pittsburgh.
I can't believe I'm saying this. It's like this. This game is a push.
Right.
But you can see that this game is going to be a push.
It's tonight.
Pittsburgh, because they're better. And they'll play down to the competition. It'll be a horrible game. Nobody will enjoy it. And somehow Tennessee will cover. But I just can't bring myself to be with Tennessee. So I'm going with Pittsburgh.
At Pittsburgh, taking Pittsburgh. Baltimore.
If it's a push, we need to give him credit for a win.
He gets credit for a push.
He gets credit for a win if it's a push.
Yes, I would like to win. Right. Thank you.
Baltimore, a team we have not spoken of all year. Not at all. They have disappeared, basically. -2 at Green Bay. Green Bay got a pretty good performance from Brett Hundley last week. Beat a bad team, Chicago Bears. Green Bay is at home. Baltimore's the favorite by 2.
I love the Packers here. I think it's because it's based on what I actually watched of Brett Hundley and not just wanting them to win this game, but Baltimore's not that good.
No.
Right?
No, they're not.
They're just not that good.
No.
And Green Bay, they've got 7-9 written all over them. So if they go 7-9, this is one of their wins, I think.
Okay.
So give me the Packers.
All right. A game that is a marquee game that 12 months ago, if you said this was a marquee game, people would have laughed at you. The Los Angeles Rams getting 2.5 at Minnesota. Both teams are 7-2. Minnesota sticking with Case Keenum. In a very weird move by Mike Zimmer, trying to threaten that Case Keenum wouldn't be the quarterback. The guy's 6-2 as a starter. What do you want from the guy? L.A. Rams +2.5.
By the way, how about this Thielen guy? I love
Adam Thielen.
Thielen guy. The story is fantastic and all that. Give me the Rams on the road. They're not getting this. That one feels like Vegas still doesn't quite respect them just yet. And they get to play indoors. It's not like they're going to get cold, right? The way that works in Minnesota, don't they shut
the
roof?
That's right. They shut the roof, yes.
But they don't have to shut the roof. They don't have to shut the roof.
Isn't that roof always shut?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a retractable roof, like Arizona.
Well, either way, they'll be playing inside, either way.
All right.
Give me the Rams.
Here's another game. New England is the titular home team, but they're not because it's in Mexico City. New England has been away from home for 10 or 12 days now to get ready for this game. Oakland +6.5 at New England, technically at New England, but it's in Mexico City. Who you got?
You know, I want to find a way to take the Raiders here. For some reason, this feels like that this is like that, you know, but it's only a gut feeling, not my brain. My brain says I'm an idiot if I take the Raiders. So I'm going to go ahead and take the Patriots. But can I get an idiot point if the Raiders end up covering?
You get an acknowledgement. You get the idiot acknowledgement.
I'll tell you what, if this is a push, you get the win again at -6.5.
Mexico.
You never know, Mexican scoring. There's Mexican scoring down there. It's, you know, they do it by the peso. So you never know. You might get a half.
Philadelphia at Dallas.
You guys are all silent there because you think I may have offended.
No, we hope. Fine. We hope you.
We hope you have. We were doing south of the border jokes for the last week.
I'm still thinking of. I'm still thinking of the Meet the Press turnover chain, and it makes me happy.
It's a good idea.
Like at the end, someone comes, like well, a producer you, comes and puts
no,
it on him.
You know what would be great is no, if somebody had a like
whoever really makes a good point.
Yeah, yes. The panel. Yeah. Those panel things that you have. You just take a 20-pound chain and throw it on somebody's head.
I wouldn't
That's
know.
Great.
I wouldn't know what it's like to be a guest on Meet the Press.
Yeah. No.
Oh, it's lovely. You should do it sometime. You know, son of a.
Nigel and I had a great time.
Peggy Noonan with the turnover chain. You want to see it, right?
That would be cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Philadelphia at Dallas. There is no Ezekiel Elliott. That's over. Philadelphia -3.5. Divisional game. Divisional game. What do you got?
This seems like a. This seems like a small spread. They're daring you to take Philadelphia. So I'm going to be dared. So I'm going to take Philadelphia. Looks like the Cowboys haven't figured out how to be an offense without Zeke yet.
Nope.
Maybe they will, but I don't see it. So give me the best team in football.
That's hard. It's hard to believe just yet. I'm skeptical of that.
Best team in football?
No.
Yeah, if you don't have them, then who you got?
My default position is New England all the time.
Right.
You know, but I don't, and I'm not sold
also
on
defensible.
New England. I'm not sold on New England. I don't know that there is a best team in football yet. I don't, you know, there's nobody
That's
scary.
That's odd.
Nobody scary.
By process of elimination, nope, there has to be.
Somebody has to be, yeah.
Atlanta showed well last week against Dallas. Atlanta goes to Seattle. Seattle hard to figure out. I mean, they looked so great against Houston and then got beat by the Redskins. I don't know what's going on with Seattle, but that's a long trip for Atlanta, and that's outdoors for Atlanta, and Atlanta is getting three. Who you got, Chuck?
Yeah, and Seahawks seem to they're kind of like the Steelers. They play up or down to the competition a little bit. I think they're going to be up for this game. Give me Seattle, and this one feels like Seattle big for some reason.
Okay, even though they don't score a lot most of the time, Washington.
Well, and unless they play the Houston. Right.
That's right. That was the best game of the year so far.
Well, keep in mind, Seattle could not protect Russell Wilson from the Skins' front seven, which looked awful last week.
Yeah.
And they're playing a team which has had seven sacks, six of them from one
dude. Guy. It's one guy who got all the sacks.
That would concern me. But Russell Wilson can run around there and extend some plays. So.
Washington is getting...
Gary with the subtle. That was a troll. That was a basically...
Yeah, I think you're on the wrong side. I'll bet you dinner on that one if you want.
But I'm not going to call you an idiot.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
The Washington Redskins, after a bad performance against Minnesota at home, go to New Orleans. New Orleans is a 7-2 team. They've won seven in a row. Do not ask me how they do that, because I don't think they're that good. Washington, which played so well on the road at Seattle, and this is what's difficult about this pick, getting more than a touchdown, 7.5 at New Orleans. What do you got?
New Orleans keeps burning me because I have the same attitude about them that you do, which is I don't think they're that good.
I keep thinking
they're not going to. But I've lost a lot of Kornheiser money going with New Orleans. So going against New Orleans, so give me New Orleans.
You'll take New Orleans this time.
I'm going to take it, even though that you can feel a backdoor cover on that one too. You know, 14-point lead. You know,
yes, yes,
left.
Yes.
Yep.
Touchdown late.
The last second touchdown, and you know.
And no blocked PAT.
And I have to root for a blocked extra point.
Yes, you got on that. You got that once. So who you got on Meet the Press on Sunday? Do you know yet?
No, I don't. But I got to give you a lot of cheesery update. So we had our Meet the Press Film Festival on Monday.
Yes.
Thankfully, I didn't try to promote it in your show because I heard the other day you just trashed everybody with a film festival.
Yes.
You just like blanketly trashed. Every idiot's trying to do a film festival. It's like, oh, geez, glad I didn't promote it on his show.
Yeah.
But I got two La Cheeseries. I introduced each. We had these little screenings, two different rooms, two different La Cheeseries and random documentaries about sad things, sad things. So just know that even in the saddest situations, La Cheeserie.
One of the things about film festivals that really does drive me crazy is 35-minute Guatemalan movies about 800 people dying.
In Swedish subtitles.
I just can't. I mean, just stop.
All of ours were in English.
Okay.
All of ours were in English. Come on.
I have a good La Cheeserie story, too, for you.
I'm not even going to bother to keep talking about it. It's it's so clear you don't like film.
No, I don't. I like mockumentaries.
Yes.
I like Spinal Tap. I like Spinal Tap.
I was on Capitol Hill yesterday shooting something, and we were
humble brag.
Yep. You know, shooting something. It wasn't me. I was the talent, obviously. And a guy is listening to his headphones, and we walk by him. You know, we're right by the house, and he's listening to his headphones. As we're shooting, he comes up and he goes, "I'm listening to the podcast right this second." And I was like, "Okay, I'll tell Tony."
Yeah, it's great.
Chuck DiOrio.
That's very nice.
Yes, so
anyway. I'm happy about that.
Very confrontational.
That is meta. There you go.
I took a swing at him.
All right, Chuck, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week, guys. And we hope you win 6 out of 7.
Thank you.
That'd be a great week. If we just gave you Chuck Todd, that would be enough, obviously. But we don't. We give you more than Chuck Todd. We give you the monkey.
See the monkey, he's scratching, watching his iPad, smoking and laughing, hanging with Bud Grant, tapping on his purple attaché. Nigel's going to the zoo. Reginald's got the bike, spy too. Sometimes he throws
poo.
When he's had too much
Johnny Walker Blue.
All right, Nigel.
God, so good.
You went to the zoo?
Yes, I did. I went
Reginald, our only predictor above 500.
Can I tell you?
15, 14, and 1.
Can I tell you?
And he's a monkey.
After 1-1-1 last week.
Yes. Quite literally a monkey.
Yes.
And you wonder all the time.
Not even a chimp.
What does he do with his winnings? Well, I have a very good idea about that. When I went to the National Zoo last night, he was unpacking a box. Lots of peanuts and stuff like that. It was all a mess. And then he pulls out a painting.
Uncle Jerry's? Oh, no.
In fact, it was Da Vinci, Salvatore Mundi.
Oh, that's great.
So he coughed up $450 million for that, proceeded to hang it right there in the cage. He's got a Monet, a Vermeer, and several original Jeannie McManus portraits.
That's so great.
I knew he was an art connoisseur.
Yeah, I had heard that. Great. Yes. Had a smoking jacket on and everything. Yes, it was very nice. So the first game we gave him was Baltimore giving 2 at Green Bay. And he showed me an old photograph. I think it was in a newspaper of him eating a big pile of crabs with Johnny Unitas, Earl Weaver, and Kiko Garcia.
Kiko Garcia.
I would stay away from this game. The monkey is daring to tread where I would not.
I just wish the monkey wouldn't screech so much.
Yeah.
It's by the way, for those who think he's being tortured when this happens, no, these are shrieks of joy.
It's monkey trash talk.
He's also teething.
Yes,
much
he's
like
teething a little bit.
Baby boy Bootsy.
Like Bootsy. So the next game we gave him was Minnesota giving 2.5 at home against the Rams. And he showed me a video of him. This was not that long ago, which is surprising. Of him and Bud Grant rock climbing, them scaling El Capitan. So
he's going to take Minnesota.
No, he's taking Minnesota all day long. I mean, we know he's a huge Vikings fan.
He wins with him.
He's got ties to Bud Grant.
Took him last week, won with him.
What else?
The last game we gave was Washington at New Orleans getting 7.5. And this was a picture of a young Reginald white water rafting with George Allen, Sonny Jurgensen, and Sammy Ball.
I'm not sure on this particular game. I would never take the Redskins +7.5 in this game, except for the fact that they went to Seattle and won.
Right.
That's the only reason.
This is the game they'll win, and then they'll come back on Thursday night and lose to the Giants, because that's who they are.
Oh, you can't lose
to them. Oh, I know, but that's what they do.
You can't lose to Ben McAdoomed. I mean, Ben McAdoomed.
he's the coach right now.
McAdoosh.
Yes, currently.
All right. That's great.
Yes.
All right, we'll take a break. We will come back with what?
News.
Do we come back with? News.
That's right.
I lose the order of the show all the time.
It's confusing.
I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is from Ryan in Heber City, Utah, who writes, "Tony, your podcast is excellent. It reminds me of the days I'd listen to your radio show over the internet and look forward to the commercial breaks when the mic stayed hot and you prepped for the next segment." Yes, which got me suspended a number of times. Our band, Steeping Orion, S-T-E-P, Steeping Orion, this is a nice song, recorded this song, Grain Mills, in an apartment living room in Moscow, Idaho, home of the University of Idaho Vandals during the summer of 2001. You can barely hear my bass guitar despite my begging whoever was running the mixer to turn me up. I left the band soon after, chose to enter the corporate world where I've thrived in middle management, and I carry a 4 handicap. Whoa. Pleased to share that despite missing a dependable bass player, the band still performs as Finn Riggins all over the Pacific Northwest. This particular song and album can be found on CD Baby, Steeping Orion. Nice tune.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Nice tune.
The music we get is...
It's really good, isn't it?
Yes.
It's really good. Nigel, you have news for us.
I do indeed, Mr. Tony. You made reference to it in the opening segment. We'll go to the association, otherwise known as the NBA.
I have to say that when people do that on any sports...
Automatic tune out?
I hate it.
Yeah,
the leg.
Too.
I the hate leg. It.
That's why I did it.
I hate when they say, let's go to the association. I really hate that, and it's done on every sports channel on television.
Hubie Brown says yeah. the leg.
No, it's obnoxious.
The
every,
leg.
Every 10
the leg.
Minutes.
Well, that's what
Gary
says
that, too.
They're
the
from
leg.
The same place. They're
yeah.
both from South Jersey.
The leg.
The leg.
Joel Embiid had a nice night last night as the Sixers beat the Lakers 115-109. And let's see, what is Embiid's final numbers?
46.
46 points, he had like 15 rebounds
yeah.
and 7 assists.
And 7 blocks.
And 7 blocks.
7 blocks, yes.
46,
by the way,
15,
Tony, you'll appreciate
7.
This. Becoming the first player in NBA history to put up 46, 15, 7, and 7.
How about that?
I know how you love those numbers.
So here's what you need to know. We all made fun of the 76ers for a long time, and justifiably, I would take back nothing I said about the 76ers and their management. They're a clown show.
Trust the process.
They never
Sam
lowered
Hinkie.
The price of tickets, and they forced people in Philadelphia to watch absolute dreck for 3 or 4 years. And every single person they drafted... Number one, they couldn't even get out on the court. Embiid couldn't get out on the court for 2 years. Ben Simmons couldn't get out on the court for a year.
Fultz is not on the court now, okay. just FYI. But
right.
yes,
that's
you're right.
I mean, that's right. That's right. And the only guy who ever got on the court, Michael Carter Williams, got on the court, and then they traded him.
And Jahlil Okafor.
Who they don't want. Yeah,
they
get out
they
of
don't play.
Having said all of that, which I stand by, and I stand by steadfastly, Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, if they're healthy, they're great. Ben Simmons last night, comparing Lonzo Ball to Ben Simmons is silly. It's just silly. Ben Simmons had 18, 10 assists, and 9 rebounds yeah. last night. Lonzo Ball had 2 points, didn't play in the fourth quarter, and shot 1 of 9, and the Lakers were minus 18 when he was out there. Lonzo Ball, I think, will be good. Don't know that he'll ever be great. This is a difficult thing for Lonzo Ball, made more difficult by his father. It's difficult primarily because he was drafted by Magic Johnson and anointed as the next me by Magic Johnson, and there ain't no Magic. Magic Johnson, yeah. I'm not of the Michael Jordan camp. I'm of the Magic Johnson camp. I believe he's the greatest player we have ever seen.
Certainly
in
the
basketball.
Most, certainly the most unique.
I think he's
the best.
In terms
of his skill set, his height.
So when you say I'm drafting this kid because he's me, boy, that's hard. That's hard. So. With the dad and with that, there's a lot of things going wrong for Lonzo Ball. But he's also not as good as Ben. So Ben Simmons is a year older, though they have played the same amount of games. He's bigger and he's stronger. And he's not burdened by AAU basketball in the United States of America.
That's right.
He's an Australian kid. Both these kids are foreign kids, right? Embiid and
yep.
Simmons. And they're a joy. Now, I don't know if they stay healthy. I mean, who knows?
Right.
I don't know.
Well, if they stay healthy, the Sixers now 8-6. Are they a 40-win team? I mean, I don't
oh,
know.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't
sure.
know what the
so.
Vegas
sure.
over-under
sure.
was.
They're
on
a 40-win
team.
We can look it up.
No, a lot of people thought they would be good. A lot of people thought Minnesota would be good. You know, there's
well,
a
take a jump
things.
Or be good?
Take a jump and
right.
be pretty good. Like, might make
playoffs?
The playoffs.
Yeah.
Might make the playoffs or something like that. But then you get teams that everybody said the same thing about, like New Orleans, that made it once and didn't make it again. And even though they've got Cousins and Anthony Davis. They,
right.
you know, they don't look to be that good.
It's
so
40.5, by
okay.
the way, the over-under.
Okay. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Did you care about the Wizards win? They beat the Heat?
102-93? I'll tell
yeah.
you what I care about.
You know what?
The Wizards playing some defense.
I was watching on television briefly, and I have that same feeling that I talked about yesterday, which is not only is it too early in the season for me to care about professional basketball, but I don't care. That's 2 games in a row they've played garbage teams. They played Sacramento, and Miami's
well,
a garbage
four.
Team.
They played the yeah, Lakers Miami's... before that.
Well,
and
but
they...
the Lakers are at least exciting to look at. They
yeah.
can bring you to the television set.
That's right.
So I had no feeling about it. They're supposed to beat these teams, and they did. You know, Dwayne Wade and LeBron James and Chris Bosh aren't on the Lakers anymore. Gordon
oh, Miami.
Dragic,
Heat, Miami
yeah. My, yeah, Miami. Gordon Dragic is, whose name you know, and he has nobody
Hassan
else you
Whiteside.
Know.
That's
yeah.
the only other guy.
So,
Hassan
I mean,
Whiteside.
This is not... an enormous accomplishment,
Winslow.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
Winslow's
on
any level.
On that team.
So,
the Terrapins won last night.
And by
night.
The way, Bradley Beal and John Wall shot a combined 15 for 40
but,
in
but
that
let
game.
Me just say...
Which
while,
you can do
look,
against bad teams.
While you're
yes.
throwing shade, I'll just say beating the teams they're supposed to
That's
beat,
good.
Which is what they did, is something they haven't
no.
necessarily been doing.
Right.
So.
Well, they didn't do it earlier in the year.
Right.
But I'm not... I'm not compelled to watch this yet.
Of course. That's how I feel. Let me point out, at 9-5 now, the Wizards.
Pretty good.
9-20, not likely.
No, not likely at all. No, they're good,
we're
too.
We're going to have to retire that.
Maryland beat Butler last night.
So you're not going to talk about LeBron James?
Or the two people roaming the closed restaurant peering in here.
I don't know what's happening. They're talking about so it's okay.
How about the Northwestern score?
What? Did they win? Did they beat Creighton?
They lost to Creighton 92-88.
Oh, Wilbon was afraid of that. Wilbon was afraid of that.
Creighton's pretty good. LeBron James.
And they were ranked. And Wilbon... Wilbon panics over every game that the football team and the basketball team play. Yeah. But when in the history of Northwestern University have their basketball team and football teams been ranked in the same week? Yeah. The answer is never before, ever. So that's great for them. That's great. There are expectations on them now.
Cavaliers beat the Hornets 115-107.
Well, the only reason I wanted you to bring this up is because LeBron James these days, we all understand he's the best player in the world. But LeBron James these days only gives forth a maximum effort certain times. Not that he's ever dogging it, but sometimes he really gets up. Like he got up
conserving
the Wizards.
He got up for the Garden. He got up for the Wizards because the Wizards, that game was so great last year.
That's right.
He got up for Charlotte because Michael Jordan was sitting there.
Yep.
And LeBron James feels that the only person who should be mentioned in the same sentence with him is Michael Jordan. No, or maybe Kobe Bryant. I mean, those are his idols. So he's going to play better literally in front of Michael Jordan than he would normally against a dog team like Charlotte. And he had a really good game because he's a really great player. That's the only reason I wanted to mention that.
Okay.
Can I go the whole news without talking about Georgetown moving to 2-0?
Georgetown did go to 2-0. They beat Mount St. Mary's.
Boom.
By like 50? Is that what they
won? It was 102-60 something.
It's a big, big win.
Count it.
Now, Mount St. Mary's, I'm not going to make fun of Mount St. Mary's because they've been...
The Mount.
They've been an NCAA team.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're not in Georgetown's class, of course.
Wow.
They're in a very low-level D1 league, sort of like the D1 league my school is in, the America East. But a win is a win is a win. And at going over 100 is a big deal.
Binghamton did not play last night. They played tonight, right, against George Mason?
We're at George Mason tonight.
Are you going?
I can't get there. I cannot leave downtown D.C. at 6 o'clock for a 7 o'clock game in Fairfax. I can't get there. I just can't.
I thought you taped all the PTI shows on Monday.
Yeah, we do five in a row.
Two words for you.
Nice.
It's like a game show.
Yeah.
Knock them
all
out.
Maryland did win.
I wish us all the luck in the world against George Mason. I cannot believe we can beat
George. An emailer offered courtside seats for you.
Huh?
An emailer offered courtside seats for you.
I know. Yeah. I mean, I think it's an L. I think it's 15 to 25.
Well, if you think it's an L now, wait till the players find out pregame. Tony lives 20 miles from here, but he's not going to be able to make it.
Oh, no, we're going to do the inspirational speech.
I'm doing that for the Loyola game in December.
Nice.
Loyola, Maryland. I'm going to that. It's a Saturday game. I'm going to that. I will deliver... In fact, I may bring Bootsy with me.
Oh, that'd be very inspirational.
I may bring Bootsy to a Saturday
afternoon
game. Clear
eyes, full hearts, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
Maryland 79.
You do it for the kid.
Exactly.
I hold him up.
Be like the boy.
Do it for the kid.
He's teething yourself.
He is teething. That's what I was told by Liz when I woke up in the middle of the night.
Right?
Yes. Drool
just everywhere.
Drool
fest. Everywhere, just it's a complete drool fest.
But he looks like a little bandit because he's wearing a little bandana around his neck.
Sweet.
You know what? So does Chessie.
Is Chessie teething?
No, Chessie
has
biting.
Teeth, yeah.
Will you get a saddle at some point so that Bootsy can ride Chessie? Mm-hmm.
This is about Bootsy is almost too big for Chessie. This is like Michael and the Pony now.
Yeah, we'll wait till Bootsy's 11. Like a feet drag.
I still contend, not on behalf of the show, but my personal advice is turn Bootsy into Boozy and dip a finger in whatever brown 80-something proof liquid you're drinking at night.
That's
Bootsy
right
suck
idea.
On that finger.
That's
that'll
right
numb
idea.
It right up
yeah.
and sleep well.
Ezekiel Elliott has withdrawn his appeal.
Well, finish the Terps. Give the Terps the props.
Yeah.
You started
to
mention that.
With George
I only mentioned it 15 times, and we didn't seem to want to get to it. Maryland wins 79-65
over Butler. They didn't beat the Mount. Yeah, they beat Butler. They beat the NCAA team.
Looked good in doing so, too.
Yeah, off to the 3-0 start. But like you said, it's just so
early.
Yeah,
it's too early on all of these things. What else you got?
So Zeke Elliott has withdrawn his appeal and will serve the full 6-game suspension.
Well, this is, let's be fair here. He has no chance of not serving that.
Right.
No chance because of the Tom Brady decision. There's no chance. So you play him as long as you can play him, and then if we can make the playoffs, let's get him back for the playoffs. I don't think they can make the playoffs, me personally. But
playoffs?
I don't think so.
The Bills have benched third-year starting quarterback Tyrod Taylor and will start rookie fifth-round pick Nathan Peterman on Sunday against the Chargers.
Love is close.
Honestly. Yesterday, the word I had to come up with, page 21 in the catalog. to describe this. I had, until yesterday, I'd never heard of Nathan Peterman. And if you said, what do you think Nathan Peterman does for a living? How far would I get before I said played quarterback in the NFL?
Last college quarterback to beat Deshaun Watson.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Wait, at Pitt. I mean, you know, you can't be the starter at Pitt if you're no good. But I just never heard of this kid before. And why are they benching Tyrod Taylor? They're 5-4.
Because they didn't come here to be 5-4, McDermott said. We're built for better than 5-4.
They haven't made the playoffs in 20 years.
Well,
I love how he says this. As I continue to evaluate our roster and our goal to become better, I've decided to start Nate Peterman as our quarterback. I remain confident in Tyrod Taylor and his ability to help our football team moving forward. Like, what, helping what? Get oranges
for
halftime?
Who is this coach?
Sean McDermott, right?
He always wears tight shirts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was defensive coordinator, I think, with the Eagles. But Tyrod Taylor, by the way, you know how many interceptions he's thrown in their 9 games?
Not many.
3.
Yeah, not many. He had a very bad game against New Orleans. But other than that, he hasn't been bad at all.
He had a bad game against New Orleans. How many of the 47 did he give up? Because they lost 47-10.
He only gained 56 yards on 18 pass attempts.
Not effective.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
But still, I wouldn't have benched him. I wouldn't have benched him.
Surprising. But maybe they got something in this kid.
Some sad news. Melancholy at betrayals, Mr. Tony. This is very disturbing news.
What?
Little Mama has passed away.
Yeah.
You say, who's Little Mama?
I know who Little Mama is.
Wait, we know. Let me say this out loud. Because I didn't know who Nathan Peterman was. Who's Little Mama?
Little Mama is a 79-year-old chimpanzee.
Oh. Okay.
The world's oldest, well, not now, but was the oldest living chimpanzee. Mm-hmm. She died in the company of 8 other chimpanzees and employees at the Lyon County.
Comfort of her
not
own
quite
dad.
A minion. Not quite, only 8.
Although not confirmed, the cause of death is suspected to be kidney failure. Although, as I spoke with Chris yesterday, the second oldest chimp now is probably the prime suspect.
Suspects foul play prime from the suspect. Second oldest chimp.
The second oldest chimp was seen where was Little Mama? Away.
Second oldest chimp, Red Shane.
Because with people,
94.
The oldest people are always sort of in the Far East, it seems to me.
This is in Florida, where also a lot of people tend to...
But the eastern part of Florida, maybe. Yeah.
It's Loxahatchee. I'm not familiar with Loxahatchee.
sounds backwoodsy.
The Lyon County Safari Park. I think there's an elderly home near that, so maybe you have some literature on that. I'm not sure.
No, because it's not Ingleside. Michael casually dropping off all Ingleside material to me.
Believed to be born in the late 30s, Mama came to Florida.
Believed
to be.
Wait, 79 or it wasn't 79.
Well, is Little Mama 79 or not?
They did carbon dating. I mean, they don't know. It's not like she's got a birth certificate.
There were no records.
They couldn't
back
ask
then.
Her, when's your birthday, Little Mama?
Why not?
Well, they could have asked her. She wouldn't have perhaps answered.
Well, you know, I saw a chimpanzee playing ping pong the other day. Like, playing really well.
Yeah, I saw that. Really good. And I like how when the ball fell, the chimp just sort of looks at it like, you get it.
You get it. I'm not getting it.
By the way, Loxahatchee looks to be maybe 12 to 15 miles northwest of West Palm Beach.
So it's on the east.
Yeah.
From chimpanzee to chimpanzee.
But she was born in the late
30s. I've never heard that.
Came to Florida in the 1960s. Believed that between her birth and her arrival at the zoo, she was featured
let me point out,
in the Ice Capades
came
show.
To Florida in the 1960s.
She worked in the Ice Capades?
That's what they think, yes.
I want to point out, came here in the 1960s and came here legally.
Yes.
Right.
Just want to point that out.
That wall.
Hashtag make America great again. That wall just got 10 feet higher. Yeah.
Yes. So
that was one of his best ones.
It's really good.
The wall just got 10 feet higher.
Let's get out of here.
Oh, douche.
Where are we in this show?
The middle.
We've got, we've got Old Guy Radio coming up.
Old Guy Radio coming up. Yeah. Fantastic. We'll talk about Roy Moore, I think. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is the Indochino ad. Indochino is making it easy to get a suit made to your exact measurements at a great price. You can choose for hundreds of top quality fabrics and customize all the details, including your lapel, your jacket lining, your monogram, and more. And we found out yesterday you can get an inside personalization.
Yes, you can.
On the pocket inside, which is really good.
I have Salvatore Mundi on mine.
Indochino has been featured in major publications, including GQ, Forbes, and Fast Company. What is Fast Company? I don't know what that
is. It's like a tech magazine.
Oh, and now are the largest made-to-measure menswear company. Here's how it works. You visit a showroom or you shop online at Indochino.com. You pick your fabric, you choose your customizations, including that inside pocket thing. You submit your measurements, you place your order, you wait for it to arrive in just a few weeks. And lest you think that we have no experience with Indochino, we do, Nigel.
Yes, no, I love Indochino. So I've got two of those suits. It fits me like a glove. And Chris, you can testify to this. I actually look I don't look good in person, except when I'm wearing
the
Indochino suit.
Were you sporting the Indochino, at least the Indochino coat when you performed?
Oh, yes, I wore the Indochino jacket when I was on stage. Yeah.
I thought you wore a tuxedo t-shirt on stage.
Well, that's afterwards, yeah.
Right now, my listeners to this high-quality pod can get any Indochino made-to-measure suit from just $329.
Great deal.
Wow, during Indochino's massive Black Friday sale when entering Tony K at checkout at Indochino.com or any Indochino showroom. That's up to 60% off the regular price for a made-to-measure premium suit. Plus, shipping is free. That is Indochino, I-N-D-O-C-H-I-N-O. Indochino.com. The promo code is Tony K for any made-to-measure suit from just $329 and free shipping. It's an incredible deal for a suit that will fit you better than anything off the rack ever could.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
Whole Guy Radio for the day is The Animals, and Please Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. It's a great tune. Eric Burdon, this is in the area of critical commentary. Eric Burdon, when The Animals started, the first two or three albums, Eric Burdon was the greatest singer in all of rock and roll, bar none. And then God only knows what happened. But he went to that group War, and it ended.
As you said, he became like a leaping gnome.
It just ended. I mean, this song and We Gotta Get Out of This Place, I mean, there's nobody in the world that doesn't stand there and these are anthems for people. These are great tunes. But I don't, he wrote a book a couple of years ago.
Oh, he did?
Eric Burdon. Yeah, it's another book I haven't read.
By the way, this song, the original was by someone by Nina Simone. Have you ever heard
Nina
the original?
Nina Simone is, she's a jazz singer. I've never heard it.
Yeah, and it's like a much slower version of it, and they sped it up. And I did not know this, but Bruce Springsteen has said that he credits this song as the inspiration and the riff for his song Badlands.
Great.
Oh, wow.
That's
great.
There you go.
Love Badlands.
All right, so there are a bunch of things to talk about, and I think we have to start with Roy Moore. Now we're up to, we're closing in on double figures of women who are accusing him not of assault,
well,
some
one
assault.
Is. One of them.
One of assault, but
just
mostly.
General creepiness.
Ickiness.
Right.
Sexual misconduct because she was 14 and the legal age of consent is 16, and one sexual assault. The others,
but mostly
him in his 30s,
hanging
dating
out.
Them between 16 and 20.
So what it mostly is unwanted courtship. Right? Would that be fair to say? Unwanted courtship. What are you doing? You're
nice,
in your 30s.
That would be a forgiving.
Unwanted and an inappropriate courtship.
Yes, okay. Certainly right. Inappropriate.
What strikes me, and I'm glad that Chris is here, because Chris has to talk about this all the time, and this is, me personally, I almost can't get enough of this. When the other stories come on about the tax bill, I don't care. I go to another news channel.
You should care about the
tax
bill.
To find more stuff on Roy Moore, because it's catnip for me. That's just me. It's not this way for everybody else. Now Roy Moore's defense seems to be, we need a handwriting expert on the yearbook. Because I don't think I ever, his lawyer says, hey, he didn't write this.
All in the 70s.
And this is fine. And by the way, you can, from what I've learned now, is that you can not necessarily get the forgery part of it, but you can date the ink. Now, if the ink dating, if the half-life...
Well, if the ink is young, he'd probably want to date it.
If the half-life of ink is 9 to 12 years, you know that's a fraud.
Correct.
Because it's got to be 45, 40 years, whatever it's got to be.
1977.
40 years ago.
Yep.
It's got to be that. Gloria Allred, who you do not want on your block. If you see Gloria...
You don't want her coming at you.
No.
Right. Yeah.
Gloria Allred has said, my client will appear. My client will do sworn testimony. My client will do anything if he does too. Which is a very aggressive move and the right move for her to make. Doesn't mean that she actually will. It means that's the play here. The most significant thing to me is that every time we live, and by us, I mean we on this show, we live in Washington, D.C. We don't live in Alabama. Every time they go to Alabama and they interview people, elected officials, House of Representative people, they're like, who's this guy? Ed Henry? Not that Ed Henry.
State Rep. Ed Henry.
Yeah.
Says, we don't care what people in Washington say. We don't care. We don't care what you say. So I turned to you, Chris.
We're not going
to
let the Washington Post tell us who to vote for.
It's pronounced the Washington Post.
So
yes.
Everybody, so what's going to happen? Nobody wants this guy. No Republican wants him in the Senate.
No, and they're trying to figure out a solution. But I think you guys made a good point yesterday. Jerry Braun, I think, made the point, which is they are the McConnell and his folks are coming pretty close to really like not maybe subverting the will of Alabama, but definitely massaging it in a way like, well, now we're going to have Luther Strange, who's the appointed senator.
Big Luther. I named him that.
6'8". I named him that. resign so that they can call a special election that wouldn't be this special election so that we have more time. I mean, the problem is twofold. One, they don't want him, and two, they know he can still win. I mean, he can still win. I don't think he will win. I think he will lose.
But
if he
Alabamans
stays in the race.
Have the right to decide their own destiny. They get two Senate seats.
And by the way, if he did win, one senator in particular, Cory Gardner from Colorado, has said we would vote to expel him. The last time a
Is that legal?
Yes. The last time a senator was expelled was 1862 for siding with the Confederacy.
So
there have only been 15 ever expelled before. And again, it gets to the touchy thing, which is it's not as though if Roy Moore wins, the people of Alabama will have suffered from a lack of press coverage of this story. They know what they're getting.
That's right.
If you ask me, that scenario is probably the worst possible scenario for the world. I mean, how do you think the people of Alabama would respond to electing this guy and then having the Senate say, no.
It's just very hard. I think it sounds good when national Republicans say it. I just think it would be difficult because what is the argument? He would have won. And again, I think it is not likely he wins, but he would have
really,
won.
Really? You think Alabama will elect a Democrat?
Yeah. I think he's so damaged at this point. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to get 10% of the vote. He won't. But I do think that they'll vote for a Democrat because I think he's...
No one's staying
he's
home.
Right, this he's seems, right on the verge of being disqualified.
This seems like a lot of accusations, a lot of different women.
Well,
they don't seem to know each other.
Nope.
You know,
I mean,
ones who worked in the same mall know each other, but the
what
others...
you have to believe him is getting much the bar for that. It's
well, does Sean Hannity believe him now? Could Sean Hannity demand
Sean Hannity's backing off of him.
So that's why Moore came out yesterday, and the Moore lawyer came out with the handwriting thing because Hannity had said that he was giving him 24 hours before disowning him. So this was an attempt. And then Roy Moore wrote an open letter to Sean Hannity as well yesterday saying, you know, this is a witch hunt and you know how the media works. And so Hannity last night on the show said, serious allegations, but we need to let the people of Alabama decide. So Hannity is punting.
Okay.
Well, there's
and for people who roll their eyes at like waiting to see what Sean Hannity does, he has a lot of power within very conservative Republican politics.
Do you know what else is true about Sean Hannity? I'm told by somebody who works camera on his show. PTI fan. Sean Hannity, PTI fan.
Of course
How great would it be if Sean Hannity showed up one day and said, can I just sit on a folding chair and watch you do the show?
Watch you do the show.
Yeah.
Snap
I'm sure Mike doesn't know who he is. But I don't think Mike knows.
Really?
I don't think Mike watches Fox News. I don't think he knows who Sean
Hannity
is.
Mike knows politics.
He'll get prepped on it.
There are two classes of... maybe that's the wrong way to put it, but there are two groups of people here, though, when you talk about more supporters. You said it's getting harder and harder to believe his denials, but there is a group of people who say, doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
I don't care.
And they don't, and
not an insignificant number.
Nope. So if you add the don't cares with the this is all a Washington Post, Democrats, Republicans, and Washington conspiracy, he's probably at 38 or 40%.
I'm not saying anything of a disparaging nature about people that are born and raised in Alabama, because the great Jack Vardaman is born and raised in Anniston, Alabama.
Love Jack.
Okay, and the great Mallory Crossland is big rooter of Alabama.
The great Harold Goldstein.
I'm not going to do that, but I will say this, that if I lived in Alabama, it's not that I'd vote for Roy Moore, but I'd be damn sick and tired of people telling me what I should do with my vote in my state.
So that's what he benefits from.
And I would.
So that's what he benefits from.
You know, I don't know that I could pull the lever on him, but I would be angry at this. That you're disenfranchising me?
But he was already the anti-establishment
vote.
That's
right.
So I don't know that really helps him.
I mean, I guess I I blanch a little bit about the disenfranchising thing. Like, this is someone who now is facing 9 accusations from women of, I would say, inappropriate sexual advance.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
To me, that's an important thing to know when you are selecting one of your 2 United States senators. Now, you can say, well, why are these allegations? Okay, sure. But I mean, to me, it's not what is happening there. And the Birmingham News has done some of this, not just the Washington Post. Birmingham News has reported on several women as well. I mean, this is the job of the media, is to give people obviously I'm a defender, but to give people the most information possible, right, and let them that's make right. a decision. That's now, right. again, if they decide that they want Roy Moore, I do think it is very difficult to suddenly get rid of him if you're National Republicans. That like subverting democracy.
Can I propose a compromise? Now, the Republicans don't really want him in Washington, but he wants something. And there is a vacancy at the head coaching position at University of Florida.
That's right.
And he's an SEC guy, probably because of Alabama.
That is true.
All right, UCLA, they suspended the kids. The kids admitted they shoplifted. They didn't say we didn't do it. They said they did it. They thanked the school. They thanked the Chinese police, which is great.
Thank you for arresting us.
The next time that I get an award, I'm going to thank the Chinese police because I really like that. And they thank President Trump.
Finally.
What's going to happen here? What's going to happen here? How long is – what does indefinite mean? Because what this clearly is UCLA saying, well, let's wait and see when the crisis dies down. Let's wait and see.
If one of them's last name was not Ball, they would be suspended for the year. I have to believe
he's
that.
He's not even a guy who's going to play.
But they want the son. They want the other kid. They want Lee – is it
LaMelo?
Jello Ball.
Yeah. Right.
Jello Ball.
No, this guy's Jello.
This guy's Jello.
This guy. The other guy's
They want
guy's
the other
Mello.
Guy.
Yeah. There's Mello, Jello, and Lonzo. Mello is the youngest one.
Okay, they want Mello Ball.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Like through the end of this calendar year? Like come back in January or something?
Yes.
You think when the league starts?
When the Pac-10 starts. Yeah.
Then that's, you think? I don't know.
Otherwise, announce it? Why not announce they're suspended for the year?
Well, they're waiting to see when they can slip them back into the team.
Yeah, I mean, it's not...
It would have been last night. I mean... They almost lost. UCLA almost lost to Central Arkansas last night. Had to go OT to win it.
Suspension's like over. Frequently when you see indefinitely, it is indicative of there being some adjudication that needs to resolve or some more facts are waiting to come out. I mean, this thing is... It's pretty much resolved, right?
Yeah, it's an open and shut case. They admitted they did it.
I mean, it's done. They admitted they did it. They're back. I don't know. Are they? They're not facing any. They're just off the hook.
It feels like the potential of winning might trump morality in this situation. It's weird.
I don't know. In college sports,
that doesn't...
They have a chancellor at UCLA, I believe, because I believe all schools have a chancellor or a president. This guy, within the next 2 weeks, has got to come out and say, this is what we're going to do definitively.
Dean Wormser.
Yeah, you got to do it. You got to do it. You got to say this is how much it is, because indefinitely is not.
They're buying time with suspended indefinitely. They're buying time.
I think they can do whatever they want. If they say 5 games, I mean, where is the outrage going to come from?
The Chinese,
right?
Well, did you see the tweet this morning? Trump tweeted back at the players.
What?
He said, yes. To the 3 UCLA basketball players, I say, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Well, they did thank him.
Go out.
Each one.
He said, go out and give a big thank you to President 11 Jinping of China, who made your release possible.
I don't think that's how you say that.
By the way, when you tweet it, you're really not saying it to the 3 players. Right. Saying it to the 3 players would have been saying it to the 3 players.
But he's saying to the rest of you, I said to the 3 players. But then everyone wouldn't know.
But then he says, you know, who made your release possible and, in caps, have a great life. Be careful. There are many pitfalls on the long and winding road of life.
And sorry, Tony, I don't want to hijack your air here, but I owe it to myself to just say out loud that tweet yesterday from the president about, do you think the 3 UCLA players will say thank you to President Trump? They were headed for 10 years in jail! That infuriated me personally. I thought that was... Just my opinion. You can edit this out if it offends you.
I'm not going to edit it out. The one other story
Gary,
I want to get
to. Gary, a USC
to,
fan.
The one other story I want to get, well, you don't even have to edit that out. I mean, Gary's entitled. It's not my, it's Gary's.
Yeah, I don't speak for Tony.
The one other story I wanted to get to, because Chris is here, is this fabulous idea of the soccer NIT for losers the United States.
Yeah, in Italy.
I love this. You get Italy, you get Ghana, you get Chile, you get all the Netherlands, all these teams that are normally in the World Cup that didn't make the World Cup this year, Ireland, and you put on a tournament here in the United States, which we actually have a chance to win. You get ESPN or Fox or somebody to bid a lot of money because they'll sell out every single game here because there'll be a limited amount of games. And then the winner of that, particularly if it's us, we demand to meet the World Cup winner.
Yes.
Winner take all.
A friendly at FedEx Field.
Not a friendly, in a significant.
A derby.
An unfriendly.
Unfriendly. A real deal. And claim the big trophy,
love
which
it.
I think would be the Da Vinci painting at that point.
Yes. The only thing, number one, I love that idea, obviously.
I love this idea.
As a fan of American football. No, wait, world football.
Yes.
But your assumption that we would have a chance to win, I think, is deeply misguided.
Oh, really?
Yes.
We wouldn't?
No.
No,
we're the U.S.
Not even
team
with the home court advantage?
We have the home massive crisis.
We have home field here.
Massive crisis.
We play all the games where we win all the games.
I don't
where
know
do
if
we
you've
win?
Seen this. We have one good player.
The youngster.
We have Christian Pulisic, and that's it.
No. Yeah, no. Wonderboy.
I mean, he's
Lallis
amazing.
Lallis called him Wonderboy.
He's amazing, but we don't have anything
Lallis
else.
Lallis can coach the team.
Italy,
Lallis can play.
He and Landon Donovan.
Italy, Ghana,
still
and
that
Ireland
goalkeeper
would all
older than me.
Kill us.
All right, let's get out of here, and we'll come back with...
Do more soccer talk in the third hour.
No, we will not. We'll come back with what?
Mailbag.
Mailbag and jingles.
Right.
I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show. The Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is the Home Depot read. They say in life there are no guarantees. They say there's no sure thing. Well, I'm here to tell you there might just be one exception. In 1924, Husky started making things for people who make things, and they did it with common sense. That meant adding function, never frills, and making tools that stood the test of time. 93 years later, Husky is still making quality crafted durable tools, and Husky stands by their hand tools for life, so they gave their hand tools a lifetime warranty. Like the Husky Ratchet with a 100 position ratcheting design and a 10% longer handle than standard ratchets to do what other ratchets can't. Or the virtually unbreakable Husky flashlight with the ability to withstand a 30-foot drop and work in up to 1 meter of water submersion. Both guaranteed for a lifetime, but built so you won't need it. Now that's a pretty sure thing. And to Husky, that's common sense. Husky, common sense tools since 1924 with hand tools guaranteed for a lifetime, found only at the Home Depot. I'm just going to add parenthetically, I don't know jack about tools. But if you tell me I can buy something with a lifetime guarantee,
it's a good deal.
That's a good deal.
You want that flashlight?
I do.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
Here comes Tony's mailbag. Got your emails, faxes, and your notes. Here comes Tony's mailbag. Gonna read some for all of you folks.
That's Denise Graves, world-famous opera singer, born and raised in Washington, D.C.
One of the better covers of my tune.
I think I'm really authorized to say that. Before we get into the mailbag, let me say thanks to Chuck Todd, the host of NBC's Meet the Press, for coming on the show and once again risking his reputation by betting games against the number. I'd also like to thank our sponsors today, SeatGeek, Indochino, Home Depot. Remember to listen and subscribe to new and archived episodes of the Tony Kornheiser Show wherever you listen to podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Play. And if you listen to the show through iTunes, please leave us a review. From Jeff Holcher in Iwazumi, Japan. Konnichiwa, Dr. Tony.
Konnichiwa.
While discussing the movie The Post during last Friday's podcast, Ms. McManus said, "That's why we have a woman's chair here. Thanks to Jean, I now know where Saliza sits while in studio." From Sam Berger.
I don't get it.
It's funny because it's true.
We do sit in the same seat.
In Staten Island, New York. "Dear Dr. Mr. Tony, sports injuries are tough, aren't they? I guess all the hard contact Michael had on the Murray golf team finally caught up to him. How's your leg?"
It's better.
"How are your hands?"
The leg.
How's the
leg?
Injuries are fine. It's the Torrey Clark.
Yeah, that hurts. That stings. Yeah.
Still showing.
From Neil in Rockville, "I have two questions about the renovations to Chatter. Please come and see them.
Yes.
They're better. We're better looking now than ever before. I'm not. The place is. I have two questions about the renovation to Chatter. First, are you removing the antique ashtrays in the men's room, which are located above the sink? The men's room hasn't been touched.
Yeah, men's
and
room.
And second, will still. There be a new opening ceremony where the owners take hold of a 4-foot-long pair of ceremonial scissors and slice through a large orange ribbon? No.
Oh, that would be good, actually.
We're not doing that.
It's a photo op.
You know what? We may have the grand opening 2 years from now, if we still own the place. From Ari Gas in San Diego, California. I always thought the connective tissue to my favorite local DC podcast would be having once been roommates with Gretchen Wu's brother. Gretchen, please tell Chris that Gas says hi. Oh, that was until this past Friday in the semifinals of the San Diego trivia season. Our trivia team, Brown Chicken Brown Cow, was the top-seeded team after topping over 600 other teams in an 18-week regular season. We were trying to avoid a Caps-like first-round playoff exit and needed to come through on this question to make it to the finals. Which original colony was founded by George Calvert as a religious haven? Our team was debating possible answers
Nebraska.
When I said, Calvert Woodley is in Maryland. I bet that's the right answer. What's Calvert Woodley? Calvert Woodley is in D.C.,
right.
by the way.
Yeah. But there is a Calvert Woodley? County in Maryland.
It's a liquor store with a small cheese counter called the Cheesery. Why on earth do you know that? Well, there's a sports podcast. Actually, it's not really about sports. And with that, we qualified for the finals this Friday. Information for life, indeed. Calvert, in Maryland, the whiskey, hey, Calvert whiskey was produced in Maryland for 150
there's
years.
There's Calvert County.
Yeah. From Ed Butt in Frankfort, Michigan. Calvin Hubs. I recently bought a king-size Casper mattress, plus the appropriate Casper frame, foundation, and breathable mattress cover. As we all know, I could get $50 off by using the promo code Tony, but I also had available another promo code with which I could save $75. So I faced a moral dilemma. Which is more important, an extra $25 in my pocket or marginally boosting the advertising numbers of a for-profit podcast owned by a bald orange
1%? Do the right thing here, Ed.
But one that has for many years given me countless hours of listening pleasure and even as recently this morning out loud laughter. What to do? Well, you're welcome. You owe me a country club pour of your finest Pinot Noir the next time I'm at Chatter.
Deal.
Absolutely. Cool. Tim Kelly in Frederick, Maryland. I'm writing to let you know that this little already has an Anova Precision cooker and can attest to its usefulness. In addition to my cooking proteins, I've also been successful at making mason jar cheesecakes and infused liquors. I'm sure Michael will find a myriad of recipes to try, including baby food for Bootsy. Shout out to my dad, Mark Kelly, a fellow little, who tells me my boiled food is okay.
That what? Jerry Negrelli spinning a chatter sign?
Yeah, it looked
sign.
Like Negrelli, with a big
chatter
sign.
Yeah, he's got like the sign spinner.
I will pay $100. I'll give a $100 bill.
I'll do it.
To someone who goes out there for 3 hours and spins.
No problem.
I'll do that. Jim Flynn in Colebrook, Connecticut. Tony, suggestion for drawing a big crowd at Chatter. Thursday have a lottery for who gets to be the first user of the refurbished urinal. Well, that would be the women's room.
Yeah.
The men's room
but
is
I
not.
Do see, is that a new jukebox?
Yes.
Might be.
The touch tunes.
That looks cool.
David.
It's not on, but.
Neperiala, I hope that's pronounced correctly, who writes La Cheeserie, saw this shirt on Woot, thought of the TK salute, and maybe Bootsy could wear this on his first Thanksgiving. It is the comb of a turkey with one finger way up in the air.
Oh, yeah, the TK salute.
And get from that in Alex size 9 Lau, it's being widely reported that in return for releasing the UCLA players, President 11, as Nigel referred to him, received Big Baller brand shoes and one of the many TK Show tumblers still in stock. However, he was apparently upset with the lack of any Edith Salazar gear. When asked why he made the deal, 11 said, quote, I don't recall. You're out on your bike tonight, everyone, as always. Do wear right. White.
He's freaking genius!
You baby, baby. Better days up ahead. Won't travel that road alone. on you, baby, baby. Baby, baby.